This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. There's news New York's Governor Andrew Cuomo will allow movie theaters to reopen at 25% capacity around his state, although theaters in New York City specifically will stay shut. It's been about 3 weeks since New York City restaurants got approval to serve diners indoors, again 25% max. The state will update the COVID restaurant rules next week when these rules could either be toughened or eased, Marketplace's Jasmine Garst reports.
It's an autumn evening in New York, right out of the movies. Trees changing color and people walking by wearing scarves. But at La Locanda in Brooklyn, the silence is heavy. This place has been here for nearly 30 years. Tonight, there's only one patron eating outside. Owner Cono Colombo is worried.
We don't make no money. You know, we just go day by day a week. That's the only thing we do, but you can't put no money on the side.
Colombo says outdoor seating and a PPP loan saved La Locanda this summer, but no one wants to eat their linguine de la nona while chattering their teeth in New York winter. And Colombo says he has little faith in outdoor heaters helping. Inside, under state rules, he can only fit about four people at a time. So he worries customers might go somewhere bigger instead. And it's going to cost him more to make it safe for those four people.
You know, now you got to have an extra person, like I said, to sit at the door to check the temperature. You got to clean twice. You got to do so many things. But how do you survive like that?
A lot of restaurants haven't even survived this far. According to Yelp data, nationwide, over 32,000 restaurants have closed since the pandemic. Guy Caidi owns Concord Hill Restaurant and has been taking earnings from his foie gras and truffle terrine to make his indoor space safer. But
The obvious truth is people don't really want to sit inside yet. Even though we complied with, you know, installing new filters and the light in the AC that kills whatever.
Kyrie says customers have dropped about 30% since it started getting cool. As we speak, a group of contractors talk about heating and expanding his sidewalk dining areas. Like Colombo, Kyrie says what really kept him afloat this summer was a PPP loan. But now,
every week that goes by, you're just digging a hole that you're not going to be able to recover from. Right now, we need a second PPP to be passed and so I can keep the employees and I can keep paying rent and not have to beg to the landlord or to the purveyors.
Congress is stalled on passing further pandemic assistance. And as temperatures keep dropping, restaurants say that help can't come soon enough. In Brooklyn, I'm Jasmine Garst for Marketplace.